Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Friday, August 24th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And Jade here with some new music releases for you, including a New York Cool Kids who are all grown up, a British rockin' tour who is more personal with each band name that he takes on, and also some rockers who really know how to perform.
And an amazing new cover from Cher. But first, a bonkers, extremely complicated, extremely bizarre story that makes it hard to know what reality even is.
Jay, I'm so glad you actually did some, because every headline that you sent my way just got more and more mysterious and more what? So yeah, let's dive into this, because I don't want to tease anymore.
Okay, so this is about songs by Michael Jackson that allegedly, according to a lawsuit, are not actually songs by Michael Jackson. So you may have seen headlines saying that Sony, the record label, has admitted that some songs that have been released under Michael Jackson's name are not actually Michael Jackson songs. Well, Sony is now saying, yes, they are. And here's the whole story. So this all concerns the album Michael, which is a posthumous release, came out in 2010, featuring songs that supposedly Michael recorded before his death and then were finished up and put out in 2010. And right when the album came out, you know, was not a critical hit, and a lot of hardcore fans tried to call foul right away. They're like, you know what? A few of these songs don't sound like they're actually Michael Jackson. We don't think this is actually him.
Yeah, the voices sound a little weird. And maybe this is just because now I had, while I was listening to it, I was like, is that Michael Jackson for all of them? So it's quite possible that any of them could be or could not be. And yet at the same time, listening to them, I can see why people all of a sudden, you know, threw a flag on it.
So here's a sample of one of them. Appropriately, it's called Breaking News.
See, okay, there is something about that that feels very mysterious and slightly not Michael Jackson-ish.
So in 2014, despite the fact that Sony was saying, no, these are totally Michael Jackson songs, we have the documentation, we have the receipts, you're hearing things. Well, in 2014, a fan named Vera Sarova filed a lawsuit saying,
get it, Vera.
You are all trying to fake us out. So she filed a lawsuit against Sony Music, against Michael Jackson's estate, and against a couple of producers involved with the album. And she's saying, listen, these aren't actually Michael Jackson songs. I want my money back. And she makes it a class action lawsuit. So conceivably, if she were to succeed, Sony could be theoretically liable for refunding money to all the fans who bought this album. So the lawsuit is now moving forward, and that's why we're talking about it today. Basically, Sony is just trying to get out of this and trying to not have this even go to trial. And Sony right now is saying, listen, even if it's not Michael Jackson's voice, we shouldn't be liable because the whole album, including the cover and the notes, are protected free expression. It's First Amendment stuff. Some fans heard that mentioned in court. They're like, aha, aha, aha. That sounds like an admission. You're saying it's actually not Michael Jackson. You just admitted it. Haha. And Sony has now just released a statement being like, no, 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 no. Hold on, hold on, hold on. We didn't admit that it's not Michael Jackson. We are just saying, even if
it could be, the possibility is now in the world.
People are speculating, well, could it be that he's on the tracks, but other people contributed vocals in a very, like, maybe prominent way to help complete it? Who even knows? But so what's in the news right now is the question of whether Sony has supposedly admitted that these vocals are not Michael Jackson's. And Sony is saying, no, we did not admit that. We were just saying theoretically.
So we'll play a little game here, Jay. I kind of like this idea. We're going to play two of the songs, one that is being questioned as being true or false Michael Jackson. The other one people think is definitely Michael Jackson. So we'll play these two back to back, and then maybe you can let us know if you think it is Michael Jackson on both, or if you think there is one that is questionable.
Okay, let's listen to these two tracks. First track we're going to play is called Hollywood Tonight. She dreams of fame, she dreams her name, the one that fits the movie screen. She's headed for the big time, that means she's going Hollywood. She's going. Now, let's hear a little bit of Keep Your Head Up. She's working two jobs, keeping alive. She works in a restaurant night and day. Can you tell which of those tracks was in question?
Find At The Current on Twitter, use hashtag musicnews, and let us know if you think they're both definitely Michael Jackson or if one of them seems like it's not Michael Jackson.
Okay, let's talk about a few of this week's new releases. First up, we've got a new album by Blood Orange. So Blood Orange is the name under which Dev Hynes is writing and recording music these days. You might have previously known him as Lightspeed Champion, but he's been in his Blood Orange phase for a while now. He's released three previous Blood Orange albums, and the most recent came out in 2016 called Freetown Sound and made a lot of best of lists that year. So he's got his fourth Blood Orange album out now. It's called Negro Swan, and he says it's, quote, an exploration into my own and many types of Black depression, an honest look at the corners of Black existence and the ongoing anxieties of queer people of color. No one wants to be the odd one out of time. No one wants to be the Negro Swan. Can you break sometimes? All right, next we're checking out Interpol. Their new album, Marauder, comes out today. And on their sixth album, this is them kind of like taking it all and giving it all. It is rocking and it is a little off center. You know, these are guys that have been playing together for 21 years, which is about the same age they were when they started playing back in the late 90s. But Marauder has songs that could soundtrack an acid trip through the desert or make you feel like you're walking into a bar that's maybe just a little too cool for you. It's got this uneasiness, this off-centeredness, but also this swagger that shimmers on songs like The Rover. All right, one last new release here, Boy Genius. If you haven't heard about this, this is three women, Julian Baker, Lucy Dacus, and Phoebe Bridgers, who all, in my humble opinion, have put out some of the best albums of this past year. They have decided to join forces, not just because they're going on tour together, but they decided to also release some music. So in these couple of singles that they've released so far, each has their own song, and they use their distinctive and emotive voices to sort of take the lead on the singles that they've released. In Bite the Hand, it's Lucy Dacus' story, with the other voices sort of joining in this swirling tornado of empathy. And if you go over to thecurrent.org, you'll see the album cover for this new EP and see if you can guess which classic rock album these musicians are imitating the cover of in their pose for the cover of their new EP. Okay, one last release we're going to talk about today, and it's ultra fun because we're talking about ABBA and we're talking about Cher. So Cher is one of the co-stars of this summer's new sequel, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. Filming this movie must have put Cher in an ABBA mood because she has now decided to record and release an entire album of ABBA covers. The new Cher album is called Dancing Queen. It comes out September 28th. She's released a single from the album, SOS. Well, those happy days, they seem so hard to find. And that is today's music news. It's a lot to take in. Hope you stuck with us. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Jade is also our producer. You can see clips, you can listen to this music over at thecurrent.org. We'll be back on Monday with more music news headlines.